I was actually alerted to the incident at approximately about 21:49 to two local people who had come on the scene prior to my arrival, and it was an absolutely horrendous sight. I couldn't believe the ferocity of the impact. I mean, one of the cars was completely severed in two. Half of it was on the main road. The other rear end of it was about 20 yards away in the driveway of a house. To be fair, I have to give tremendous praise to the local people of the area who came out and secured the scene straight away. They put two sets of traffic management systems in place in a very quick time. I contacted the Gardaí at Punkrana at 21:52. The guards, in fairness, told me they would have to come from Punkrana, and it would take them approximately 20 minutes, which they arrived within that time and very quickly and professionally took control of the situation. In between time, similar local people with medical experience has presented themselves offering help, and I mean, there was a great community response to this. Some of us searched some of the gardens and the verges with flashlights because we weren't sure if anybody had been thrown from the vehicles and were potentially lying in undergrowth, etc. Now, when I asked one of the emergency services who had arrived there how far away was the ambulance, they told me that actually the ambulance was on its way from Dunloe, which I found absolutely incredible, that, you know, it would have to come from so far. But to be fair to the drivers of the ambulance, they arrived within about 49 minutes of being actually called. But, you know, I think there's a serious question that has to be asked here as to why we do not have an emergency ambulance in situ specifically for North Annishone. Had that accident happened in Malinhead or Glengad, had the outcome of it been more serious, you know, how much longer would it have taken to have got to a more isolated location?
This isn't a new issue. It's been raised continuously before. And one of the findings is that, you know, they make a call that if the persons or person isn't that badly injured, then I suppose the emergency isn't as severe. So that's why the ambulance might take that long. But I suppose from your opinion,
well,
it doesn't really matter.
Well,
the base needs to be there.
Well, my answer to that is that the majority of the people who were initially at the scene, myself who made the initial call to the Gardaí, we aren't professionally trained as medical people, so we could not make a proper professional assessment of injured. There may be in internal injuries that we could in no way be aware of in any way, and it takes that professional presence to